And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 4th of October, 2014. It was on this date, 1535, the first complete modern English translation of the Bible was printed by Miles Coverdale, an English priest living on the continent. It's the birthday of Edward L. Stratemeyer, born Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1862, the man who created the Hardy Boys, the Bobbsey Twins, the Rover Boys, and Nancy Drew. He wrote about 150 books of his own, and then he created a team of ghostwriters to write about 500 more. Today is the 100th birthday of Brendan Gill, born Hartford, Connecticut, 1914, author of 15 books, biographies, social histories, fiction, poetry, criticism, and a writer at the New Yorker magazine for more than six decades. Went to work at the magazine in 1936, right out of Yale University. And in 1975, he published a best-selling memoir of his career at the magazine called Here at the New Yorker. And the year before he died, Brendan Gill published a book, Late Bloomers, about people who achieved success later in life. There were 75 of them, including Thelonious Monk, Edith Wharton, Joseph Conrad, and Coco Chanel. Gill said the qualities common to late bloomers are energy, high intelligence, and discipline. He wrote, "You have to be a personality who wants to leap out of bed in the morning and start running at top speed." And that's the way a lot of people in the arts have been. Brendan Gill said that he himself had enjoyed a positive outlook through his life. He said, "I never get depressed. I really do wake up every morning thinking something wonderful is about to take place. And the likelihood that such a thing is going to happen at 81 is fairly remote. But in emotional terms, I'm like Franklin Delano Roosevelt. There was never any dark night of the soul with him at all." Brendan Gill died in 1997. 1,500 people came to his memorial, and it was followed by a reception at Grand Central Terminal, one of the many landmark buildings in New York that Brendan Gill had worked to save. And it's the birthday of Roy Blunt, Jr., born Indianapolis, 1941, raised in Decatur, Georgia, author of more than 20 books on everything ranging from the Pittsburgh Steelers to Robert E. Lee. Roy Blunt, Jr. said, "Language seems to me intrinsically comic. Noises of the tongue, lips, larynx, and palate rendered in ink on paper with the deepest and airiest thoughts in mind and the harshest and tenderest feelings at heart." Here's a poem for today by Matt Mason, The Story of Ferdinand the Bull. "Dad would come home after too long at work, and I'd sit on his lap to hear the story of Ferdinand the Bull. Every night, me handing him the red book until I knew every word. Couldn't read, just recite along with drawings of a gentle bull, frustrated matadors, the all-important bee, and flowers, flowers in meadows, and flowers thrown by the Spanish ladies. It's lesson, really, about not being what you're born into, but what you're born to be, even if that means not caring about the capes they wave in your face or the spears they cut into your shoulders. And Dad, wonderful Dad, came home after too long at work and read to me the same story every night until I knew every word, couldn't read, just recite." The Story of Ferdinand the Bull, poem by Matt Mason from The Baby That Ate Cincinnati, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.